From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're on the phone. Where are you?
I am in Toronto on a week-long table tennis road trip.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, so we can let you go and play some table tennis. We'll do the puzzle, and to begin, as you know, you have to tell everybody what the challenge was last week.
Yes, I said the words chic, C-H-I-C, and squeak, S-Q-U-E-A-K, rhyme with each other, even though they have no letters in common. And I asked, can you think of three rhyming words containing 12 or more letters, but have no letters in common? And I said, the words must be common, uncapitalized words, and each will have just one syllable.
Now, there's more than one answer?
Yeah, I'll tell you, my intended answer started with either screw or strew. The second word was poo, P-O-O-H. And the third word could be either new, G-N-U, or flu, F-L-U. Any combination there works. And I also saw a nice answer, three, key, which is Q-U-A-Y, and ski.
Well, I know it stumped a lot of people. We only received about 400 correct entries. And that entry that you mentioned, three, key, and ski, actually came from our randomly selected winner, Miranda Phillips, in Ithaca, New York. So she's playing the puzzle with us today. Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
It's interesting you came up with kind of this alternative answer in your entry. How long did it take you?
Well, I spent about an hour on my own, and my husband and I put our heads together, and he thought of ski, and I thought of key, and together we thought of three. So it was joint work, definitely.
Right. Team effort, just like the on-air puzzle. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. So, Will, meet Miranda. Let's play.
All right, Miranda and Leanne, I'm going to give you two seven-letter words, anagram one of them to get a synonym of the other. For example, if I said gratify, G-R-A-T-I-F-Y, and eluding, E-L-U-D-I-N-G, you would say indulge, because indulge is an anagram of eluding, and it means gratify. The anagram can be either the first or the second word. That's for you to figure out.
Miranda, are you good at anagrams?
I love anagrams. I'm not so speedy, but I'll give it my best.
All right. Well, we'll just take our time then. Will, go ahead.
Number one is sincere, S-I-N-C-E-R-E, and ingenue, I-N-G-E-N-U-E.
Okay. Genuine.
Genuine. Good job. Number two is witness. W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Okay.
Verbose. V-E-R-B-O-S-E.
So, observe is witness.
Nice job.
Nice.
Relieve. R-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Okay.
Sausage. S-A-U-S-A-G-E.
Well, a sausage is probably not a synonym.
Right, try the other way.
Yeah.
The letters of
not a lot of synonyms of sausage. Relieve is a swage.
That's it, swage, good. Try this one. Phantom, P-H-A-N-T-O-M. Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Specter.
Yeah.
Yeah, specter, good. Ecstasy, E-C-S-T-A-S-Y.
Okay.
And toenail, as in the bottom of your foot. N-A-I-L.
These are ridiculous.
Toenail. Okay, lovely. Mm. Well, toenail doesn't have a lot of...
How many synonyms does toenail have?
Not so, too many, no.
Another word for ecstasy is a wonderful feeling. Oh. I'm thinking elated. I'm thinking it doesn't work.
That's elation.
In the noun.
Oh, all right, all right.
Nice.
Good one.
That was when we got together.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, try this one. Donator, D-O-N-A-T-O-R, and twister, T-W-I-S-T-E-R.
Okay. Well, a twister is a tornado.
That's it, tornado.
That's it.
And here's your last one. Eternal, E-T-E-R-N-A-L.
Yeah.
And the second word is sea legs, like what a sailor has, S-E-A-L-E-G-S.
Let's see. Eternal is forever. It's
That's
does meaning. It begin with an A?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Hold on. Don't tell me. Ageless.
Ageless. Good job.
This was hard. Miranda, you're really good at anagrams.
Well, thanks. It's a favorite pastime of my husband, Bobby, and me, so this was a treat.
Well, Miranda, we just want to let you know, a few months ago, we spoke to a very talented up-and-coming British singer, and we found out that she recently scored a few Grammy nominations. So, Miranda, for you, here's Adele, both singing her nominated song, Chasing Pavements, and reading your puzzle prizes.
Excellent.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the This is really complicated. Okay, right, I've got to do this slower anyway. The Puzzle Master presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Congratulations.
I love her accent. Miranda, what do you think?
That's excellent.
Before we say goodbye to you, Miranda, tell us what member station you listen to.
WEOS 88.1, Geneva, Ithaca.
Okay, Miranda Phillips of Ithaca, New York. Thanks for being on our team, for playing the puzzle today. Have happy holidays. You are fabulous.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Right. Now, Will, a challenge for next week.
Yes, this comes from listener Martin Iger of Montville, New Jersey. Name a musical instrument, change the third letter to a different letter, and double the last letter. The result will name a famous singer in two words. Who is it? So again, a musical instrument, change the third letter to a different letter, and double the last letter. The result will name a famous singer in two words. What is the instrument, and who is the singer?
When you know the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And Will, Allison Stewart is going to be in this seat next week. I'm paying a pre-holiday visit to my son in Los Angeles since he can't come east for the holidays. So let me wish you a happy holiday, and as always, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy holidays.